Hachette Audio presents Guts and Glory, The American Civil War. Written by Ben Thompson. Read by Will Collier and Brian Delaney. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of illustrations by C.M. Butzer. We'll fight them, sir, till hell freezes over. And then, sir, we will fight them on the ice. Anonymous soldier at the Battle of Gettysburg. Introduction. The Civil War defined us as what we are, and it opened us to being what we became, good and bad things. It was the crossroads of our being, and it was a hell of a crossroads. Shelby Foote, The Civil War, A Narrative. With his teeth clenched and his eyes resolutely fixed on the imposing walls of the Confederate fort looming in front of him, Color Sergeant Alexander Campbell of the 79th New York Volunteer Infantry gripped a heavy, 9-foot-tall wooden staff, proudly bearing the flag of the United States of America, and raced ahead as fast as his legs could carry him, charging through the humid, sun-drenched swamplands of Secessionville, South Carolina, toward the enemy. Somehow ignoring the hail of bullets ripping past his head, Campbell bravely led a sea of blue-coated Union soldiers hurtling through the ankle-deep marsh, their rifled muskets brandishing steel bayonets that glinted menacingly in the sunlight. Even as many of his comrades fell around him, Campbell forged ahead. When he reached the wooden walls of the rebel fort, Campbell clambered his way up, slugged a defender with a crushing blow from his staff, and planted the bullet-riddled stars and stripes on the parapet, screaming for his men to follow him. Atop the walls, the Confederate defenders of Secessionville rushed to counter the Union breach, battling the Federal onslaught with everything they had available. One fearsome warrior from the 1st South Carolina Infantry Battalion already had his weapon obliterated by an enemy bullet, but this wasn't about to stop him. He ran up to the parapet, saw a group of Federals charging toward him, and shoved a big log off the ledge, knocking the Yankees back into the swampland below. Suddenly attacked by another Union trooper at the top of the wall, the now unarmed rebel dodged a bayonet thrust, grabbed his opponent's rifle, ripped it from his hands, and shot him with his own gun. This Confederate soldier's name was James Campbell. He was Union flag bearer Alexander Campbell's big brother. Two men, related by blood, fighting a life or death struggle on opposite sides of the same battle. How does something like this happen? In the United States, of all places.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?